Phoenix Audio presents.
Contrary to popular opinion, written and read by Alan Dershowitz. The 1990s promised to be a decade of dramatic change and dislocation. Already it has seen the breakup of the Soviet Empire and of international communism. No one could have predicted this cataclysmic political event even a few years ago. Nor can anyone predict its long-term or even middle-term impact on the people of Eastern Europe or on the rest of the world. An enormous vacuum remains to be filled. There are ominous danger signs all around. The foul odor of fascism can once again be detected in many parts of Europe. In the former Soviet Union, ultranationalist organizations such as Pamiat, Memory, are gaining power and legitimacy. In Romania, Hungary, Slovakia, Poland, and Croatia, neo-fascism, anti-Semitism, xenophobia are on the rise, even in the absence of sizable Jewish communities or an influx of immigrants. In France, Le Pen is using anti-immigration hysteria to increase his support. In Italy, Benito Mussolini's granddaughter joined 34 other neo-fascists in parliament and proudly claimed her grandfather's seat. Perhaps most ominous is the growing power of United Germany, coupled with a decreasing collective memory of the unparalleled evils of its Nazi past. Chancellor Helmut Kohl welcomed former Nazi Kurt Waldheim and condemned Jews who protested the meeting. In response to criticism from the World Jewish Congress, Kohl stated, quote, "I don't need any advice," and then went on to accuse Jewish leaders of attempting to derail efforts toward German reunification. No one should be surprised that Nazi youth are rampaging throughout many towns.